If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I want to come on here and talk about all this mess that's going down with the City Girls, okay? So we've been talking about this situation with them for a while now. As you guys all know, I had spoke about it the other day on my live stream. And I was saying that it was something about the City Girls, their behavior over the past few weeks that I just haven't been feeling. I just been sitting back, you know what I'm saying, with my teacup, sipping slow. Now, as of today, the City Girls went to go do an interview with the Shade Room. Now, normally that wouldn't be an issue for me. I wouldn't, you know, really care. But my issue with this entire situation is that the City Girls have dissed the Shade Room multiple times. And they've always complained, said they didn't want the Shade Room posting them, that the Shade Room comments are always attacking them and things like that. So much so that Cardi B has been involved several times with taking up for the City Girls, taking up for QC's label, you know, and just things like that to show solidarity. And so to see them, one, interviewing with the Shade Room was very interesting. And then the Shade Room, they basically asked the City Girls, how do you guys feel about female rap and, you know, female rap empowerment and where it's at right now? And then here comes all this fake ass energy. Oh, you know, we're here for it. We like the new, you know, the female rap scene. Shout out to Cardi and Meg and Ruby Rose and this person and that person. And, you know, for somebody not watching all this play out over the past, you know, 2 weeks, you probably would look at it like, oh, okay, cool. You know, they're shouting out all these people and, you know, kudos to female empowerment. But to me, all I saw was fakeness. And then on top of that, they asked them who would their dream collaboration be with. And then out of nowhere, they say Nicki Minaj, which was interesting because they've dissed Nicki Minaj several times, even wrote a little rap diss against Nicki Minaj. So all I get from these girls are fake ass teas. But let me go ahead and play the video for you guys. Y'all go ahead and check out this small interview snippet. Check this out and I'm gonna come back with the rest of my commentary.
So what is your guys' current take on female rap?
Man, okay, our current take on female rap is, man, congratulations to everybody. Like, everybody is doing a thing at one
time. Y'all
doing
y'all thing, too.
Right.
Huh?
Y'all doing y'all thing, too, so.
Yeah, of course, always. But shout out to everybody who's doing their things, you know, from the Megans to the Cardis to the Mulattoes to the Rubies to the Flo Millies and... You know,
with Nicki Minaj, because we feel like that's the only like female artist we haven't worked with yet. Because we have been working with female artists, so we feel like it's only right to work with Nicki Minaj. Me personally, I like Summer Walker. I love making song with Summer Walker, and just anybody like we open to working with whoever. Like you know, we just want to work.
Right? Have y'all reached out to Nicki? Is that gonna happen? Let's put it out there so we can make that happen.
We gotta put it in the air. Right? I just seen a tweet.
Yeah, we doing it right now. We reaching out. What's up, Nicki?
Hey, look. So I seen a tweet and it said. Nicki and the City Girls.
All right, so you guys just saw and heard what they had to say. So like I said, to me, everything about that interview was just fake. I go off of people's actions, okay? I'm going to play you guys some past clips of the City Girls complaining about the Shade Room, Cardi having their back, them making a diss song towards Nicki Minaj, also disrespecting Cardi, and then them trying to lie and say, oh, well, that was old. We were just playing around, yada, yada. But then their actions in 2020 shows the real them. So y'all go ahead and check this out. I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
I'm going to stop at the Shade Room. The Shade Room, I don't like y'all. Stop fucking posting me. Stop posting JT. Stop posting when it comes by the City Girls because y'all pick and choose what the fuck y'all want to post.
Cardi B had Love and Hip Hop to help her. We ain't got Love and Hip Hop.
And you keep talking, I'm going to diss Cardi. Okay. I don't mind dissing a bitch.
Okay. Just like yesterday, y'all flew and posted that motherfucking lyric that I posted from JT when she said, my nigga acting, not that lyric, the lyric from What a Bad Guy, I can't even remember because I'm so pissed off right now. Y'all flew and posted, oh, your Miami jokes about getting pregnant, whatever, whatever, whatever.
When I'm fucking sick and tired of y'all motherfuckers fronting on my bitch, Carisha, Young Miami. I'm sick and tired of people. Every single time that they post her on any blog, I be seeing people talking that shit. But it's like, y'all live for they fucking lyrics. You want to know why? Because y'all people want people to be down. Y'all don't want bitches to fucking feed their kids the legal way. Y'all like when people is down and fucked up. Cannot be proud. It's a testament. Like, have you seen those girls' documentary? That shit make you want to fucking cry. Have you seen the City Girls documentary, bro? That shit make you want to cry. And she's a mother. She's a mother, a mother, a mom, a mom, a real mom. The fuck? Y'all be so...
Now, which is restocking the lyric that JT said, but y'all ain't post our magazine cover that we just did. Y'all ain't post that. Y'all don't never post nothing good about us, just like y'all ain't hurt. When just like y'all ain't post when Twerk got 100 million views, but y'all want to run and post some shit, talk about JT dissing motherfucking Cardi B. What the fuck JT be like dissing Cardi B? JT ain't diss no fucking Cardi B. What we everybody know we fuck with Cardi B. Everybody fucking know that. What the fuck JT be like dissing Cardi B? That's not no fucking diss track. First of all, that was 2 years ago. We was sitting in the car fucking freestyling. JT ain't diss Cardi B. She ain't say shit about Cardi B. What she said was, Cardi had Love and Hip Hop to help her. We ain't got no, that was her platform. We ain't got no platform. So if we gotta diss anybody, that's what we going to do. She ain't say shit about Cardi B. She never dissed Cardi B. Words that a diss. She ain't say shit about Cardi B. That's for one.
Like, you're so thirsty to bring somebody down that have a fucking seat and shit. Get the fuck out of here. No, West Coast Dave, don't be on some free JT when you just trying to, no, get the fuck out of here. You see what I be talking about? That y'all be trying to shade, but y'all still be loving. Fuck out of here.
Nick can't rip no fucking beats. That hoe ain't even in the street. She been fucking with me, but she got dropped like some grocery. I'm gonna fuck with Nick. I don't care. I'm beefing with Nicki, but I ain't no fucking Remy. I got that Remy in my house, and you know I got plenty. This ain't Brazilian, bitch, this that upscale shit. I got your nigga, and he love it, cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Why you hoes looking sick? Cause I'm that bitch. Fuck y'all hoes and them tight ass hoes. I'm that bitch, and we gonna be selling out shows. They gonna be...
Yachty, you know, your label mate QC, mm-hmm. He said he wouldn't work with Nicki because of the beef with Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
So would you work with Nicki?
I just want to stay away from that question. Like, I don't want to get into that. But I am Team Cardi. City Girls is Team Cardi. Cardi support the City Girls.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to ask. He don't have to ask. We'll just wake up and it's a tweet about the City Girls. Like, she really loves City Girls. She support the City Girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did the challenge and she just posted me. I just went on the internet. I called P like, you asked Cardi to post that. He like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just supported us.
That's dope. Right.
I'm supporting whoever supported us.
Now we love
Cardi. All right, so you guys just saw that. You guys saw Cardi went out her way to support Young Miami. And then on top of that, when their album was leaked, Cardi was the only person I really saw in hip-hop, maybe I might have missed some others, who was really promoting their music. She had shouted them out 4 different times, was even dancing to their music, encouraging people to go and, you know, download their music. That is promotion that you can't, you know, for her to do that free promotion says a lot. Because when Cardi speaks, people listen, you know what I'm saying? So, and she did that. So then to see how they did her when WAP came out was very telling. And remember, it all started when Messy Tiffany, I love that name, Messy Tiffany, City Girls JT had wrote What Today Is. And Messy Tiffany says, the day to pre-order WAP out Friday. That's all she said. She didn't disrespect them. And I don't see nothing wrong with it because they're all, you know, quote unquote, on the same label. So what does JT do? She blocks her. And so then Messy Tiffany says, I hope you go back to prison, JT. So she blocked her. So like I said, when I first saw that, I was like, okay, that was kind of harsh, especially being that Cardi has done nothing but shout you guys out and look out for y'all. And so then people, you know, kind of sat back and sipped. And then the day that WAP came out, their true energy, their true vibe, their true intentions really came out. And so people were asking them like, hey, you know, when are you guys going to post anything about WAP? When are y'all going to, you know, promote the song? And they got so defensive. Bitch, I openly supported Cardi plenty of times, but what y'all not finna do is bully me. Next, bitches always down the city girls throat about support, but a bitch ain't support us when we drop. Y'all always doing that, but never asking why we ain't getting support. Stop doing that shit. That's lame. So that was just two of the messages written by Young Miami. And I know they can play it off and say, well, we weren't necessarily talking about Cardi. You know, maybe they can say, hey, I didn't see Meg support our album. I didn't see, you know, Ruby Rose or Kylie Jenner, just whoever support our album. But the point is, everybody knows that they were talking about Cardi because that was the whole thing. Why are you guys not promoting WAP? Why are you guys not promoting Cardi's song when she has gone so hard for y'all? So regardless of whatever issues you have with these so-called other female rappers, that's one rapper who's always had y'all's back. And then for them to be sitting there with the shade room and say, you know, that they're proud of all these women and, you know, they rock with Cardi, they rock with Meg. It was just so fake. You know, I just find their whole disposition messy. I find them very jealous and they feel some type of way because they're just not where they feel that they need to be. They're not as hot as they were possibly last year, you know, last summer. And the fact that they only sold 19,000 copies, I think that pisses them off. And also the fact that they weren't in the video. Because right now, hate it or love it, WAP is number one. Everybody's talking about it, good or bad. And all the people who appeared in that video have literally blown up. But a lot of the ones who were in there, they've definitely, you know, seen an uptick on their social media and, you know, their music being downloaded and supported and things like that. And I feel like low-key the City Girls definitely feel some type of way. So now they're trying to run and say they want to collab with Nicki. I think Nicki is smart enough to see the bullshit, especially being that they've made diss tracks about Nicki, have said a lot of, you know, disrespectful things towards Nicki. So I don't see Nicki working with them, but then who knows? Maybe they may work together on a song in the future just to work on a song together, you know? It's going to be very, very interesting. But yeah, I'm definitely not feeling their vibe. I'm not feeling their antics as of late. I've never been a fan of them. I've always told you guys I don't listen to their music like that. I think I've heard maybe one song. They're just not my cup of tea. I like lyrics. I like to be able to understand people. And I'm a bit too old for city girls, okay? I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm a city woman, not a city girl, okay? You know, but to each his own. But yeah, I felt nothing but shade and fakeness in that whole Shade Room interview. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Let me know your thoughts on everything. How do you guys feel about this situation? Do you agree with me? Do y'all see through the BS? Do you, you know, find it interesting that not even a few months ago they was hollering the Shade Room ain't shit and keep y'all's name out our mouths, but now they're on that same platform, you know what I'm saying, trying to do interviews. And then how do you guys feel about the fact that Cardi B literally supported these girls, shouted out their music, went hard for them? Even when they were beefing with the Shade Room, she went hard for them, only for them to just kind of fall back and not give her the same energy that she gave them. And that just goes to show you that you have to be really careful who you ride for. You have to be really mindful who you put your support behind, because people will use you. They will use your energy. They will step on you and then step over you and keep it pushing. You have to be very mindful of that. I've been through that. And this is all I see when I look at the City Girls. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. So let me know your thoughts. Go ahead and leave a comment. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the video. And most importantly, don't forget to hit that notification bell so that way you can be down with the notification squad. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.